Today, fired FBI Director James Comey previewed the testimony he will give the Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow in its investigation of Russian meddling in the U.S. election and whether anyone in the Trump campaign was involved. The committee released Comey's opening statement today, in which he says the president pressured him to drop the FBI investigation of Mr. Trump's former national security advisor. Comey says Mr. Trump described the FBI's Russia investigation as a cloud and asked Comey what Comey could do to lift it. The testimony, based on Comey's notes, also confirms that the president was not under investigation. Chief Congressional Correspondent Nancy Cordes begins our coverage.
Comey's seven-page opening statement describes his conversations with the president in detail. 7 days after the inauguration, Comey says, the president invited me to dinner. It turned out to be just the two of us. My instincts told me that the one-on-one setting meant that the dinner was, at least in part, an effort to have me ask for my job and create some sort of patronage relationship. Sure enough, Comey says, the president said, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. I didn't move, speak, or change my facial expression in any way during the awkward silence that followed. We simply looked at each other in silence.
He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on.
The president has claimed Comey proposed the dinner and denies that he demanded loyalty.
Did you ask that question?
No, I didn't. But I don't think it would be a bad question to ask.
Their next encounter, Comey says, came 3 weeks later in the Oval Office at the end of a scheduled counterterrorism briefing. The president told the group that he wanted to speak to me alone. After the others left, the president began by saying, I want to talk about Mike Flynn, the national security advisor who had just been fired for lying to the vice president about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. Flynn is under scrutiny by the FBI, but Comey says the president told him, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He's a good guy. I replied only, he is a good guy. The White House insists this is not a truthful and accurate portrayal of the conversation. But Comey says he found the meeting so concerning that he shared it with the FBI leadership team and decided to implore the attorney general to prevent any future direct communication between the president and me.